Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Authorities in Wyoming report a missing hiker from Minnesota has been found dead. The Bighorn County Sheriff's Office says the body of Grant Gardner of Lakeville was located in the Cloud Peak Wilderness. A professional climbing team discovered Gardner's backpack and his remains were found Wednesday. Crews had been looking for him since August 1st, but the search was suspended last week. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey's demand for a statewide and federal ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines comes in direct response to the devastating shooting at Annunciation Catholic School and Church in Minneapolis on Wednesday. Frey says if broader legislative efforts fail, he's open to pursuing city-level restrictions, even if they face legal challenges.
We need action at the federal level. We need action at the state level. We need coordination with the cities around the country to make sure that every person has this common foundation of safety where they can send their kid off to school and have the confidence that they will be safe.
In recent years, Minnesota lawmakers have taken steps to curb gun violence, passing measures like red flag laws and expanding background checks, but broader reforms have repeatedly stalled at the Capitol. And hundreds gathered at the Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis Thursday evening to honor the victims of the shooting. Rabbi Marcia Zimmerman of Temple Israel says we need to pray for strength to face this grief and to hold each other in love.
To commit ourselves to a world where schools are sanctuary of safety and learning and imagination and hopes and dreams, never the scenes of horror.
Zimmerman says in their memories, we need to go forward with strength and resolve. The Minnesota Department of Education released statewide assessment results today showing steady performance in reading and math and a continued rise in student attendance. Statewide, 75.5% of students attended school at least 90% of the time last year, up from 74.5% the year before. A staple at the Minnesota State Fair is the gondola-style sky ride. Owner Don McClure says he took over in 2003, having worked in downhill skiing most of his career.
It's a glorified first-generation ski lift is basically what it is. At one time, there was almost 100 of these machines in the United States, and now we're down to about 9 or 10 left.
McClure says the Skyride was made by the Swiss company Von Roll before being bought by the Australian company Doppelmayr. The University of Minnesota football team is celebrating a 23-10 victory over Buffalo in the season opener Thursday night at Huntington Bank Stadium. Gopher quarterback Drake Lindsey went 19 for 35 for 290 yards passing and threw two touchdowns and one interception in the first start. Minnesota hosts Northwestern State on Saturday, September 6th. The Powerball jackpot has jumped to $1 billion for Saturday night's drawing. That's a jump of $50 million in just one day based on national ticket sales. This marks the sixth time in the game's 33-year history that the jackpot has hit $1 billion. This is MNN.